I should put the whole book and the model and the research in context. At the end of 2011, we began to conduct a trend study. We had various studies going on and off since 2006 as part of a project I call Culture Q. And we were looking to come up with five trends for 2012, frankly, to go talk to customers about and clients and prospects. And we went out and we asked people their hopes and dreams for the coming year, their fears for the coming year, certain closed-ended questions about the economy and other things, about job prospects and things of that nature. This research was both done in the US and the UK. And we also asked people which brands they thought were leaders and would exhibit leadership in the coming year and why, and I believe they could choose 3 to 5. Which brands they thought were good corporate citizens, same choice, 3 to 5, and why, and which brands they thought were irresponsible or bad corporate citizens, and why. And it was the result of that question, that series of questions, that led me to then spend the next 3 years, grant myself money to deconstruct. So what was surprising in that was, well, first of all, people's hopes, fears, and dreams, et cetera, were really intense. It wasn't quit smoking or lose weight. It was pay my mortgage, pay for my health care, help my parents as they age, pay for my education. And these were things mirrored in different ways in both the US and the UK. So that was interesting. We did not have the questions coded. So someone in a back room did not read through the questions and turn them into hygienic three-word answers. We actually read every response, and there were a lot of responses to read. And in reading these responses, you get sentiment. So we had the sense of sentiment of where people's minds were, and it was because end of 2011 was a time people were being told the economy had turned around after the recession of 2008, the crash of 2008. But most people in real life, in real world, were not feeling any of this, both in the US and the UK. In the US, it was also another election year. Different election than the one we recently had, but still an election year that had a lot of volatility, partisan politics in both countries. So you start feeling that sentiment. Then when you looked at which brands people said were good corporate citizens, that was really the surprise. A lot of the studies where you read brands are ranked have a closed-ended set of companies people rank. This was completely open-ended. Just tell us. And there were over 2,200 companies named for each set of questions, and not necessarily the same in each set. And I know that because I personally went through them and had to clean them up. The number one brand that rose as a good corporate citizen was what was the real surprise. There were a lot of fragmented brands, of brands you would expect to be good corporate citizen, the way those of us in industry and corporate socially responsible people and sustainability people and people in all those different departments would classify as good corporate citizens. But to the people we were speaking to, Apple by far rose to the top as the number one good corporate citizen. And this was a period where Apple was being lambasted for supplier relationships and chip issues. So this was really surprising. And then when you read through people's responses, why? It was, Apple has transformed the way I can speak with people around the globe. Apple has brought joy into my life by bringing me music 24/7. Apple had changed the fabric of people's lives, and to them, that was good corporate citizenship. But that was a me proposition, and corporate citizenship in my mind, and in most people's mind from industry, as I said, is a we proposition. The other brands that rose to the surface were, in the US, it was Walmart, and in the UK, it was Tesco. And it wasn't for any of the good initiatives they may have going in supply chain or sustainability. It was because of Walmart, because of Tesco, and their pricing structure, I'm afforded a better life. If they change their prices, I could not live the life I live.
So it was me again instead of we.
Which was really shocking. And Ford was the third in America, and Ford was because Ford represents the turnaround, because Ford had turned around its finances. Ford represents the turnaround America can have, and if Ford in America can turn around, I can turn around too. That was really shocking, and we were taken aback by it, this me proposition. And then the other brands that came up were mostly, as I said, the we brands. So that was why I then granted money over 3 years to figure out what was going on. And what emerged was, over time, it didn't come into view day one, but over time, from the grassroots up, the five steps that form brand citizenship, quickly, trust, enrichment, responsibility, community contribution, emerged. And this notion of them spanning a me to we continuum emerged. So to real people, corporate citizenship is only meaningful if it changes and helps transform my life. And you, the company, need to have a we proposition, but your job, first and foremost, if we go back to this notion of the customer being at the center of a company, your job, first and foremost, is to deliver what you promised me.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.